This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Four archbishops urge G7 leaders to undertake concrete steps toward nuclear disarmament. On May 15th, four archbishops, including Archbishop John C. Wester of the Archdiocese of Santa Fe, sent a letter to the group of seven leaders gathering for a three-day summit in Hiroshima, Japan, to urge the leaders to take concrete steps toward nuclear disarmament. The Roman Catholic Church spiritual leaders, besides Archbishop Wester, are Paul Etienne, Archbishop of Seattle, Peter Michiaki Nakamura, Archbishop of Nagasaki, and Alexis Mitsuro Shirahama, Bishop of Hiroshima. The recipients of the letter are the President of the USA, Joseph R. Biden, Prime Minister of Japan, Fumio Kishida, President of France, Emmanuel Macron, Prime Minister of Italy, Giorgia Meloni, Chancellor of Germany, Olaf Scholz, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Rishi Sunak, and Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau. The entire letter is available at nuclearactive.org. We excerpt portions of it. Quote, "We, the undersigned spiritual leaders of the Roman Catholic Church, urge you to use the upcoming summit of the International Group of Seven to undertake concrete steps toward global verifiable nuclear disarmament. As the Roman Catholic spiritual leaders of the diocese with the most spending on nuclear weapons in the United States, based in Santa Fe, New Mexico, the diocese with the most deployed strategic nuclear weapons in the United States, based in Seattle, Washington, and the only two dioceses in the world to have suffered atomic attacks in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan, we are compelled by Providence to speak out. We, therefore, urge you to use the summit to center international attention on the importance of nuclear arms control and disarmament and demonstrate a global commitment to nonproliferation efforts. Rather than viewing the war in Ukraine as an overwhelming impediment toward making substantial progress, we view it instead as a clear demonstration of the absolute need to do so. Specifically, we encourage G7 leaders to acknowledge the tremendous, long-lasting human suffering the Hiroshima and Nagasaki atomic bombings inflicted upon the Hibakusha, acknowledge the tremendous, long-lasting human suffering that production and nuclear weapons testing caused to downwinders around the world. Reiterate, a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought, as well as emphasize that, as the G20 agreed to in November 2022, the use and the threat of use of nuclear weapons are inadmissible. And finally, honor the international mandate to enter into serious multilateral negotiations leading to nuclear disarmament, pledged more than a half a century ago in the 1970 Non-Proliferation Treaty." This has been the CCNS News Update. To read the entire letter, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Be sure to listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.